Think a big class number. Actually, I heard two different opinions and they are opposite to each other, because some academics, they see it's a challenge, and others, they think with shifting online, it is not a challenge because it's online. So I don't matter if I have 100 or 1,000 or 10. What do you think about this?
Yeah, it does matter. The thing is, if you want to, certain activities, like a peer review activity, works extremely well with a big class. So if you have students like 3,000 to 10,000 students, a peer review activity works really, really well. So, and you can even have them then choose a topic that, they have to choose a topic that nobody else have. So in terms of, so for 3,000, it won't be that difficult to have 3,000 difficult topics in any subject, actually. And then they do a little assignment or a little project or a literature review, you know, anything like that. And especially for fourth year students, this is a very, very good activity to do. And then you have them peer review, so they review their own. You just need to supply a very good rubric. They review their own and they review six or seven of their classmates' work. That activity works extremely well for big classes. Mm-hmm. A discussion for classes with 3,000 students is impossible. You cannot follow the threads. It really is impossible. You need to break them up. You can still do it. You can still do it, and it's still very effective and quite fun. So all you need to do is break them up into smaller groups of 20 or 30. And then you can have the same discussion in every group, or you can have different discussions in every group and do a discussion. But you cannot have a discussion in a class of 3,000. You just lose the threads. It becomes a complete nightmare. It doesn't work. Yeah. If you have 3,000 students, and remember, we often have big classes at UNISA, more than small classes, and you do the multiple choice questions, or the true and false, or that where you have the big question bank, and then they do those questions. That works like a charm. It really works well. To do the old fashioned, you just give them an assignment and then they do their two assignments and an exam. That's a disaster for the big classes, because you have huge amounts of plagiarism. Huge. You will get in a 3,000 class, you will get 1,000 students with the same answer. Mm-hmm. It becomes a big, big problem. The bigger the class, the higher the plagiarism.
So, and that